This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to
Get Serial.
Hey, hey, you're listening to Get Serial on Sin 90.7 FM with Yusuf and
Lamp.
Awesome. So it is Tuesday morning and it's raining and it's pouring. Ah, wow. So we'll be with you for the next 3 hours. So, what are we going to be talking about, Liam?
Well, we've got a bunch of things. We've got a bit of Survivor talk.
Okay.
We're going to have the people getting to know us a little bit better.
Yeah.
And, once again, the weekly game is back.
Yeah.
And even challenge accepted, which this will be your first challenge accepted.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Yeah, because I haven't been here for the past couple of weeks, so I'm back to be back on Get Serial for Tuesdays, yeah.
Yep, and we're also going to find out the results of last week's challenge accepted when Sarah and myself gave each other challenges.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll see how well that one went.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. Okay, so what are we going to play?
Well, I mean, first song, straight off the bat, by Courtney Miller. This is Girls Are Gross.
Okay, then. All right. And we're back. You're on Get Serial on Sin 90.7 FM. We just played Girls Are Gross by Courtney Miller and Little Things by Jessica Mowboy. So, now we're just going to learn a bit more about each other. I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, this is a new little team this is.
Yeah, because actually, this is the first time me and Liam have presented together, so that's crazy, hey?
Yeah, no, like 3 weeks into this, everyone was starting to think we were the same person because we had an hostess dealer.
Yeah.
But now we have silenced your doubt. We are two different people.
Yeah, exactly. So, who are you, Liam?
Well, many people might already know who I am because I've done this show, I think. Generally, we've done this show 2 seasons last year.
Yeah.
Produced a season in the third term.
Yeah.
And now we're back.
Yeah.
We're back to hosting.
Yeah. Yeah, so how are you so used to waking up early? Like,
I mean, that comes with the job that I also have.
Okay.
Which, when you've got to wake up at midnight for 6 days in a row.
Wake up for midnight.
Yeah.
That's not me at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the baking industry is very, very demanding.
Yeah.
So, up at midnight and Tuesdays, it's out the door by 5.
Wow. So, when do you go to sleep to be able to wake up at midnight?
About 3 p.m.
What?
So, or depending how tired I am after work, I go straight to bed, 4 hours sleep, wake up around 2, get a few things done, and then back to bed for about another 4 hours sleep. So I pretty much get my 8 hours sleep straight just in one, or we break it up in 2 sleeps.
That's crazy. What about dinner? Don't you eat dinner?
That comes rare.
Yeah.
That's probably as rare as a blue moon.
Okay.
So, breakfast and lunch is go. Dinner, I try to, but it just doesn't happen.
What about, like, what if, like, it's your birthday and you want to, like, go out, have some fun, and it's like,
unfortunately, I don't really do anything for my birthday, especially this year.
Yeah.
There's like 23. No one likes you when you're 23, as Blink-182 once said.
Damn. Yeah, so I'm definitely very different from that. I've probably had, let's say, so I slept at around maybe 1 or 2 a.m., not p.m., and I woke up at about 4-ish, so not heaps of sleep, because, yeah, that's how my body clock is. I don't have, I'm not a baker like you. Yeah. Yeah, that's hectic. I'm not a baker. I'm just a student at the moment. I'm just studying journalism. Yeah.
In first year journalism or?
I finished my first year, so I'm in my second year now.
Second year now.
Yeah.
And how are you finding that?
Well, I haven't started my second year yet.
I haven't started.
But from the impression of my timetable at the moment, it's not looking good. Yeah, I'm not a fan of my timetable at the moment, because I just got it yesterday and it's like all over the place. But
so it's like early hours and like late nights.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. It's like one tutorial is at 4:30 p.m. and then one tutorial is at 10:30 a.m. and I'm like, yeah.
And it's just the last 6 hour devil, like, what do I do now? Just like head home and then come back, or just stay here for 6 hours?
Yeah, nah. Yeah, what can you do?
Yeah, well, not a lot. So pretty much two different sides of the spectrum here.
Yeah, exactly. But
one very early riser, one not so much.
Yeah, a bit of a night owl. Yeah, a lot of my friends are surprised that I'm doing this show because I'm waking up so early. But, you know, if it's for Get Serial, you know, I can wake up and be as awake as I can for this show.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm energetic.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
This show's going to work well. I'm very energetic. And I'm on my third cup of coffee, so...
Wow.
We're buzzing.
Yeah, I have not had any coffee yet, so I'm just going off those couple hours of sleep. And I'm actually feeling really good. Yeah.
And you're very energetic.
Yeah, exactly.
This is amazing.
You got it. Ugh. So... what's the next song, Liam?
I believe we are going straight into a bit of Paramore with their song Misery Business.
Okay, then.
Because there's also a bit of a theme with this playlist as well.
All right.
So this is Get Serial on Sin with Liam and Yusuf. That was Need You Now, Lady Antebellum. And before that, it was a bit of Paramore with... Misery Business.
Okay.
So you are back on Dead Zero with Liam and Yusuf.
Woo-woo. So, Liam, you say that that footy season is back.
In a way, the footy season is back. And
okay.
I'm pumped for this. Because it's the AFLW.
Yeah.
Now, you're just saying you don't know too much about the footy season.
Yeah, it's not very Victorian of me, hey?
So... maybe we'll learn things throughout this. So, we're now 2 weeks coming into the third week of the AFLW season.
All right.
For their fourth or fifth year now.
Okay.
So, it's evolving quite rapidly. And there was a few comments made in the Carlton-Collingwood game by... I can't quite remember a name, but I believe it's Livingston, Collingwood defender, and she made some comments that kind of didn't make some people too happy, which I'm going to get your opinion on this. Now, during the Pies' first win over Carlton, Livingston, in a post-match on-field talk, said, speaking about Carlton forward Taylor Harris, she said, if you can limit her marking ability, or if you stop her from playing in the air, then she's useless. So, what's your take on calling someone useless in that term?
Well, it depends on the context. So why did they call her useless?
So they had pretty much shut down her bid method of attack of playing in the air, like marking the ball and then taking shots on goal.
Right.
And so her method of using the word was, because her method of using the word was to pretty much say, if you can shut her down in the air, then she's pretty much rendered useless.
Right, okay. So...
so do you think it's too far of a thing for her to say, or do you think she's maybe more spot on?
Look, I have no clue. If I... I mean, I don't know, because I guess footy has that sort of, like, sort of banter sort of vibe. So you could say stuff like that, and maybe at times it doesn't really, like, it just sort of goes out the other ear.
Yeah, in one ear, out the other.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe they won't really take it that seriously. Yeah, it sort of just depends on how they'll take it. And, yeah, if that's really, true, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
How I'm trying to say it is, in a way, she probably used the wrong word at the wrong time, but there was probably a much more nicer word she could have used. Because some players have different methods and have their preferred way where they're more dominant on field.
Yeah.
And how Livingston has seen it is that Harris is more dominant and more of a threat when she's jumping for the ball, taking marks, and she's not much dominant, or not as dominant as when there's a loose ball on the ground and she's got to have to pick it up kind of thing, or have to chase it. So, I mean, Livingston's pretty much, she's going for the right method, but not maybe the right word.
Yeah.
She's gonna probably phrase this a whole lot more different than how she did.
Yeah, that's fair.
Maybe you could have phrased it something like, if you can shut down Harris, her marking ability, then you're kind of are already on the front foot. Yeah. Instead of being on that back foot.
Yeah.
But who knows? There's some debate as well whether if a pre-match interview and a post-match interview are really necessary for players.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah. It,
one way or another, some people will be pleased, others won't be.
Yeah, exactly.
But even bigger news coming out midday today will be the teams for the Victorian v All-Stars Bushfire State of Origin game.
Ooh.
The teams will be released.
Okay, all right.
And one bid name's already been revealed for the bid V.
Okay.
And Dusty Martin, if you know who that is.
No clue.
No, don't know the bidless Richmond star there is.
No.
All right, yeah. Well, we're going to have to do a lot of educating here.
Yeah, listeners must be cringing at me right now.
Don't worry, we'll... maybe it might just be part of a challenge further into this episode.
Yeah.
Might be your challenge to watch football this week.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We'll see. We'll have
Who
to
knows
see.
Where that challenge might go to. But yes, Dustin Martin is, of course, the first official name released to play in the State of Origin game.
Okay.
Which, kind of, don't surprise that he was named, since Damien Hardwick is the Victorian coach.
Yeah.
But who knows who else could be revealed.
Yeah.
But a lot of big names will be revealed.
Yeah.
But what song's coming up next?
So, okay, we're going to be playing Shoot Out the Lights by Caitlin Shadbolt. Play it, Liam.
This is Liam and Yusuf on... That was Delta Goodrum with Wings, and before that we had Caitlin Shadbolt with Shoot Out the Lights. This is Liam and Yusuf on Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin.
How's it going, Liam?
It's going great.
So, I want to quiz you about something.
I'm an open book. Okay. Well, within reason.
So, I'm going to try and test your age based on this quiz. It's, are you an oldie or a youngster?
All right, I got a feeling where this is going.
Okay.
I got a feeling if I don't get oldie here, then apparently I might be hip and cool.
But some of these look very, like, simple questions. Like, okay, so first question. Pick your breakfast. Pancakes, avocado toast, breakfast platter, or I don't need breakfast.
Ooh, I think if I had to choose, probably pancakes.
Pancakes, okay. Pick something to do. Play video games, read a book, take a nap, go to the gym.
Probably say play video games.
Yeah. What's for lunch? Pasta, tater tots, pizza, or salad?
That could be a tough one. Well, tater tots, I guess tenderly here are just like potato chips.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think we'll go with the tater tots. The potato chips.
Okay. What do you do when you're bored? Surf the internet, call a friend, cook, or go to the mall?
Probably say just surf the internet. Okay. I mean, I've seen so many Family Guy clips, I could probably just recite it off my heart now.
What's for dinner?
Nothing.
If you that one day that you eat dinner, do you eat burger and fries, steak, fried rice, or I'm full?
Well, the I'm full part can't be true. Sadly, I'm not. Ironically, that one day that dinner is a Saturday night, so and often that's mainly greasy food, so burger and fries.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you usually do at night? Go to bed, party, karaoke night, or watch Netflix?
Well, what a shame words not on there. I'd probably say sleep.
Yeah, go to bed.
Which I guess is also tentatively true.
Okay, so we've got your results. You are a youngster at heart. You like to party, have fun, and hang out with friends.
Well, now hang on. Did I answer these questions right?
Yeah, so, all right. Interesting, okay.
Apparently I am hip and cool.
Yeah.
Well then.
Exactly, okay, awesome.
Apparently I'm a youngster, which would make sense depending on the age.
Yeah, you're still considered a youth, you're under 25.
But apparently I haven't quite reached my sin death yet.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't passed away, but apparently I'm not an oldie, which, oh no. I always do get random pains.
Yeah.
I always do get these random knee pains, back pains. We might need to redo this twist. Well, maybe we'll see what you are.
Okay.
Coming up next.
All right.
Which, the very next thing coming up is an absolute favorite. It's Rihanna.
Okay.
With Shut Up and Drive.
All right. Awesome.
And this is a bop. So make sure... Guys, put the baby down and turn up the beat, Roots. This is Lemon. You don't have to know that I love puns over here.
Awesome.
So, this is Lemon Yusuf on Sin. Get cereal.
Oh, and we're back. That was Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna. Oh, wow. Okay, so... BuzzFeed quiz part 2.
Yes.
Are you going to test me on this quiz?
We'll see if you are part of the oldie or the younger generation.
Alrighty.
Because
okay.
I'm still questioning my results here. I still feel like I'm more an oldie than a youngster. But let's see how you do.
Okay.
So, which is your breakfast of choice? The pancakes, smashed avo and toast, breakfast platter, or maybe you just don't eat breakfast?
What is consisted of the breakfast platter?
I'm going to assume a breakfast platter. It's going to be a mix of things. Maybe like your bacon, hash browns, tomato, an omelette, some toast. Maybe a sausage in there. Maybe a big mix of things.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. So probably either Damn, I'm in between I don't have breakfast and avocado toast. I will say avocado. No, but it depends on the season, you know, because avocados are through, like, about $3 each at the moment. That's crazy.
No, that is pretty crazy. That's pretty expensive.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to say, I'll just say avocado toast.
Avocado?
Yep.
All right. I got a feeling I might know where these results are going already. So now, what do you like to do? Do you like playing video games, reading a book, taking a nap when you can, or going to the gym and working out? Gotta do leg day. Maybe even arm day?
Yeah. I don't do any of those things. Oh, no, I would say read a book.
Read a book?
Yeah.
Alright, then. So, what's for lunch this time? Pasta, some tater tots, pizza, or a salad?
I don't eat any of those things.
You don't eat pasta? Not like spaghetti bolognese?
It's too many carbs, unless if I'm like running the next day or exercising. Tater tots as well.
Well, that kind of comes down to chips in the end.
Yeah, a lot of carbs. Pizza, a lot of carbs.
Sounds like you don't like carbs here.
I mean, carbs just... Salad.
Well, you can't say there's too much carbs on that one.
I'm between a salad and... No, I would say salad.
Salad? All right. So, what do you do when you're bored? You surf the internet? Maybe find the dark side of the YouTubes? Call a friend? Clock? Or go to a mall? And just... Who knows what you do at a mall?
What was the third thing?
Cook. Maybe you're trying to be the next master chef and practicing your auditions.
Damn. Okay. This is hard. I love how you just answered it just like that. Like, you knew. And I'm like, none of these...
When I don't have much of a life. You tell us no.
Call a friend.
Maybe there's always that one friend you always decide to call when you're bored.
Yeah.
Maybe you're like me and just don't really have friends. Shout out to those very few friends I have. I just dissed you.
How about go to the mall?
Go to the mall.
Even though I would just be window shopping and not buying anything because I can't afford it.
What's for dinner? Burger and fries? I mean, a nice old juicy steak cooked at medium rare.
Yeah.
Fried rice. Well, maybe I just had a big lunch. Maybe you had a big salad and you're just full.
See, I just don't eat those things.
You don't like a nice steak?
No.
No?
No.
Not even pork?
Not quite.
Chicken?
Yes, chicken.
Okay, so chicken's a yes, steak's a no. Chicken, apparently.
Burger and fries? No, like,
well, let's
fried
say it's
rice.
Let's say it's a Saturday night and you've gone out for dinner.
Okay.
So, which of the three options would have chosen?
Look, I guess we'll go with the fried rice.
Fried rice?
Yeah. All right.
Now, the main thing you do at night. Now, we know you're a night owl. So, I'd assume go to bed would be much of a not-so-correct answer.
Not quite.
Maybe you party, go karaoke, or watch a bit of Netflix.
Yeah, I'd say party.
Party?
Yeah.
Big party on them. Well, once again, you are also a youngster.
See, BuzzFeed definitely shows the diversity of different youngsters, you know?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
We both had two different answers with a lot of them.
Yeah.
Actually, I think all of them were all different answers. But yet, somehow we're both still youngsters.
Exactly.
Even though I'm pretty sure I was meant to get oldie. And who knows?
Maybe, like, you're one question off from being an oldie, but then, you know, maybe you said tater tots and they're like, nah, you're a youngster.
That's a youngster thing. Wow, BuzzFeed, way to be very stereotypical. I will not have any of that. But, I mean, speaking about youngsters, this next song is from a bit of a youngster.
Okay.
But getting towards maybe a bit more of the oldie category, but this next song, it's Alana by This is Alana by one of my favorite artists. This is Alex G.
Okay, cool.
This is Get Serial on Sin with Liam and Yusuf.
Oh, and Chimeric Latte. Get Serial weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. on Sin 90.7. Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
It is just past 7, it is 7:03, just past that actually, and this is the, we're coming up into our second hour of Get Serial on Sin with Liam and
Yusuf. Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, already into the second hour.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, good morning, guys, if you haven't woken up yet. It is raining, I think, still.
Yes, there's going to be a lot of rain today.
Yeah, wow, okay, yeah.
Even some thunderstorms, possibly.
Yeah, so apparently the maximum weather today will be like 24 degrees, so a nice day today. I reckon you guys could wear your jeans, your long jeans today, not your shorts, and, you know, just a little bit of a winter vibe today.
Yeah, maybe even chuck out the tracky dats.
Maybe.
I don't know. Who's already wearing them?
I don't wear trackies.
Trackies are the best. Nice and comfortable. But in the previous hour, we did a bit of a BuzzFeed quiz to find out if we were a youngster or an oldie. And the results would surprise us.
Yeah.
And very diverse. And we even got to know us a little bit better. For a new team, we don't know each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're still learning some new things.
Exactly, because this is our first time presenting together, and yeah, Liam definitely found out that I have no clue about anything doing with AFL. Yeah, that was an interesting experience, and maybe you'll find out a lot more about me being clueless about different topics.
Yeah, and who knows, we'll even find out if I'm clueless about some things.
Okay.
But coming up in this hour, we've got a bit of Survivor talk.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge Survivor fan.
All right.
And we've also got an interview at 7:40 with Ethna. I'm going to butcher this name wrong. But we have an interview with Ethna Joy at 7:40.
Awesome.
To promote her new song. And I think, speaking of songs, we go straight into Annette's song, which is Firestarter by Samantha Jade. This is Get Serial on Sin with Liam and Yusuf.
And we're back. That was Firestarter by Samantha Jade. Wow. Okay, so hit me with your Survivor talk, because I don't watch Survivor.
Oh, what? You're missing out.
Yeah.
Well, there's only two seasons this year. We've got an All-Stars season happening at the moment.
Yep.
Where they've brought back some of the biggest players throughout the past four seasons. Or five seasons. I think five seasons, bang.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll double-check that. But so far, in a bit of a summary, we've seen five people, not including last night's episode, eliminated. We've seen the likes of former winners like Jericho and even former winner and Olympian Shane Gould.
Olympian.
We've seen the lights of Daisy booted up with... After she got booted with a David revenge. Because he wanted some revenge from his blindsight in his season of Survivor. And we also seen the lights of Henry and Michelle both recently go as well. And just last night we saw a former AFLW footballer Abby Holmes.
Okay.
After a tribe swap. So we've got two kinds of tribes. We've got the Mokita and the Vatama tribe, which I'm still waiting for somebody to be voted out from the Yellow tribe, the Vatama tribe.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for them to have their torch snuffed and go, all right, guys, I'm a Vatama bats. And I'm just waiting for someone to make that pun. It's just like... Yes, you are now my favourite, even though when you are eliminated, you are the best.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the pun to happen.
I'm
hoping Abby might have said it last night. Who knows? Haven't quite seen the episode.
Well, I just checked Twitter, and I think Survivor's popping on there, actually.
It very much is popping on the Twitterverse.
Yes, it says...
It's amazing.
Yeah, it says Survivor fans are reeling after one contestant's gameplay. So, got to watch out for that. No spoilers, but just think about that.
We'll have to... Once I watch this episode, because I've got this on series record, of course I do. But once I watch it when we get home, maybe this might be something we might recap on NetSuite's show.
Yeah.
Because I'm very curious. Because there is a bit of a controversial player that returned this season. Well, more controversial for what he kind of said in a previous season. His name's Zach. He once made the comment about his female tribe members that the only way... So, in quotations, he said something along the lines of... The only way his tribe or the women in his tribe could beat him in a challenge is if it was a domestic challenge, like a household, like a dishwashing challenge.
Right.
And it didn't go down too well with viewers.
Yeah.
A lot of people went along and told him some pretty big words.
Yeah.
Like misogynist and things like that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me if that would be Zach who made some sort of gameplay like that. If he made some sort of comment like that again.
Yeah.
But who knows? I'll have to find out soon.
Yeah.
But there was also a tribe swap last night. Some players from the green tribe might have stayed on the yellow. Sorry, might have gone to yellow. Or stayed on green.
Right.
There's one tribe... So, one of the players, he was on the Mokita tribe, the green tribe. He's joined the Vatama tribe.
Right.
I feel like I should be careful of how I say Vatama. It's very close to another word. we might just call it the V tribe. might be better.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Whatevs.
So the M tribe player, he's now joined the V tribe.
Yeah.
And another member from the V tribe, he stayed on that V tribe. So, this first player, his name's Harry.
Yeah.
Or he's been given the nickname Dirty Harry, or the Cockroach. Because in last season, he was just unkillable.
Yeah.
The person he quoted as the godmother, who is... See, the Boost Juice owner, Janine Ellis.
Yeah.
They were both gunning for each other. And eventually Harry got the upper hand, took out the godmother.
Yeah.
And deemed himself the god killer.
Okay.
Now he's playing in the same season as Matt Rogers, former NRL rugby player.
Right.
And he was given the nickname of the Godfather.
Yeah.
So... It's going to be interesting to see if Dirty Harry wants to play that kind of theme again where he wants to take out the godfather.
Yeah, that's a bit controversial.
Because if he got the godmother, can he make it... Can he take out the godfather?
Yeah.
But who knows at this rate?
Contrary.
He does have an idol. And he's not... And he is very happy to flash that idol around camp.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Anyway. So, next song. Bring Me to Life?
It's... Yes, Bring Me to Life by Everseen. This is another bopping song.
Okay.
And, again, fits with the theme we've got running throughout this show. Let's see if you guys can pick up the theme we have. On our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even on Snapchat, at Get Serial.
Okay.
This is Liam and Yusuf on Sin Get Serial.
My friends, this is Joe Jarre, and you're listening to Sin.
In that you are, because this is Get Serial on Sin with Liam and Yusuf.
Yes.
And those songs you just heard was Prayed Away by Alex G, and before that we had Bring Me to Life by Everseen.
Yeah.
Some amazing songs there.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to be too familiar with this, but we do this thing now called Challenge Accepted. Now, we're going... So this is the results from last week, pretty much.
All right.
We'll get to the new challenges pretty much more towards the end.
Okay.
But, so, last week, I was challenged by our EP, Sarah, to kind of quit my job because we could see how much it was kind of getting to me mentally.
Yeah.
And just... A quick reminder, if anyone does struggle with mental health, do make sure you talk it out with someone. Like, you've got the kids helpline, there's... I know there's a bunch of numbers in this room somewhere, I just can't find them. But there's the kids helpline, there's Headspace, there's even Beyond Blue.
Yep.
So...
Yeah.
If you do struggle with mental health, do chat that out.
Yeah.
But I was given the challenge to quit my job.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if we want to completely pay this as a point, but we did quit my job.
Okay.
I did hand in a resignation. However, between last week and yesterday, so last Wednesday and yesterday, I was feeling a lot better mentally going into work.
Yeah.
So, yesterday I just unresigned. If that kind of makes sense. So we did technically quit.
Okay.
But we have now just unquit.
Right.
So, because that you're new, because this is your first challenge, I said, would you like to pay that as a point of me completing the challenge?
I mean, I guess you did, technically. But what if you just applied for another job?
Oh. I should have done that. I should have, given the 2 weeks notice and then quickly found another one to apply for. Did not do that.
But you technically did do what you needed to do.
I did. So do we pay that as a point of completion?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll give you that one.
On that note, we have... So that will be a point. Means that will not add to my punishment towards the end of this show overall.
Okay.
So towards... I think our final week is week 11. So... That won't add to my punishments. Now, I gave Sarah the challenge of giving 10 HUDs to 10 strangers.
Okay.
Now, we heard confirmation that the challenge didn't go too well. That she only managed to get, I believe it was 3, but they were Friends of Friends. So I'll pay that, because in a way it's kind of strangers, but...
I don't know, because Friends of Friends, you could just be introducing yourself to other people.
That's a good point.
That could just be a new way to be like, oh, hi, how's it going? And then you hug them, you know?
Yeah.
I see what you're trying to do, Sarah, but you're not fooling me.
Yeah. But in a way, it was still three. It wasn't quite the 10, so I think that's done it out to 10 as a fail.
Yeah.
I think this is done out to add to the punishment overall.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the show.
Exactly.
Which, at the moment, we stand at 1-1. We've both failed on a challenge.
Yeah.
And now you're here. Now you will be introduced to your first challenge towards the end of the show.
Okay.
And you will... So I will give you a challenge. You will give me a challenge. And you know what? Because Sarah's already in on this, challenge accepted. We will both brainstorm one challenge. So we'll brainstorm one. And we'll give it to Sarah. To complete by next week.
Okay, then. Alright.
Or even better, we could... You know what? If you have a challenge you would like Sarah to complete by next week's show, hit us up on the socials at GetSerial on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat.
Yeah. Like, we have everything.
Yeah, we're on everything.
Exactly.
Like, we're always online.
Yeah.
Like, we will make a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
If we must. Show the punishments.
Yeah.
Show the behind the scenes. But I think we go to our next song. And what is our next song, Yusuf?
So our next song is Just Like This by Amy Grizzled.
This is Liam and Yusuf on Get Serial on Sin.
And we're back. That was Just Like This by Amy Grizzled. So, Liam, are you keen for our interview that we're going to be having with Athena Joy? She's going to be talking
very
about...
Very keen.
Yeah.
First interview for myself this season.
Okay.
So, very keen to get stuck into this interview.
Yeah, I'm keen.
Which is going to be coming up in about 7 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, not too far away.
No. So, stay tuned, guys, because this is going to be...
Yes, an stay tuned to it.
To listen.
And while you're at it, maybe we can... Why not chuck on a few more bops and bangs? This is Take On Me by Aha.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the interview with Athena Joy. This is Liam and Yusuf on Get Serial on Sin.
This is Noah Grossman, and you're listening to Sin, independent, student-made radio.
This is Rod Nerdsworth, a.k.a. Flitz, and this station you're listening to is Sin.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
And we're back. So, we just played Come On, Eileen. And now... Oh, and before that, we had... What did we have?
We had Just Like You by our second interview for this show. And that was Athena Joy.
Yeah, we had a great talk with Athena Joy. Just
got to learn a lot about the thought process, what went into creating Just Like You, and all that. And if you missed the interview because you were waking up or something, you can later today we will have our podcast up where you can go back and listen to it. You can find the Get Serial podcast on Spotify or on Omni.
Yeah, exactly.
And We will be posting a link to that podcast on our socials at Get Serial on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even Snapchat.
Yeah, it was a good chat. You don't want to miss it out. And also, you don't want to miss the past 2 hours where we talked about, like...
Yeah, we had some BuzzFeed quizzes. We had some Survivor talk. Right, some footy talk. Even the results of last week's challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Coming up in this hour, we're going to be seeing some new challenges where, Yusuf, you'll be getting your first challenge for the show, for the series. And you will be setting me my third challenge.
All right. Okay.
And together, or again, if you guys at home have any challenges for Sarah to complete by next week, hit us up on those socials at Get Serial, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. We're everywhere, so you can't miss us.
Have it all.
Send through your suggestions of what challenges Sarah should partake in by next week. But I think in this final hour, I think we've got to start this final hour with a great song. I think, what other great song than someone a bit low-key? It's Tiffany Albert with her song, Just Another Love Song.
Mm.
This is Liam and Yusuf on Get Serial on Sin. That is White Wedding by Billy Idol. And just before that, it was Just Another Love Song by Tiffany Albert. And you're listening to Get Serial on Sin with Liam and Yusuf.
Yes, you are.
Now, you've found another quiz for us, Yusuf. I have heard.
Yes, I have. Okay, All right. This one's a bit more, like, interesting because the question is, how creative are you? How creative do you think you are?
I'd like to think I'm pretty creative. I may have written some little scripts and created some posters. Even statistic-wise,
yep.
Don't let me start with stats. We might be here for a while. I like to think I'm very creative.
Okay, then.
Well, creative within reason.
Yep. Okay, so let's do this quiz. So there's this triangle that says you must pick only two words from each of them. So there's attractive, smart, and rich. So I think it's trying to see what you prioritize. So okay. There's...
So I've got to pick two words from each.
Yeah, so there's three options. There's attractive and smart, smart and rich, and attractive and rich.
Well, I'm not very attractive. Well, who knows? Like, we could be. Self-confidence. Let's go with attractive and smart.
Okay, then let's go with that. And then job. Would you care about high salary, good hours, or personal fulfillment? So three options are high salary and good hours and personal fulfillment, or high salary and personal fulfillment.
I think the phrase I've often heard is, you don't often work when you're doing something you love. And I feel like if you're working as something you love, you wouldn't really care about the high salary. So I feel like... And what was our third option?
High salary and personal fulfillment.
Personal fulfillment. I feel like that's kind of also... kind of comes under mental health a bit. Like, you don't have to really stress over a lot.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of boosting yourself up. Let's go with personal fulfillment and the hours.
Okay.
Decent hours. Like, not waking up at midnight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, for a best friend, would you say they should be hilarious, trustworthy, or supportive? So, there's trustworthy and hilarious combo. Hilarious and supportive, or trustworthy and supportive?
I think for a best friend, I think for a friend, they don't need to be as supportive, because it's like, just a friend. So that I feel like a friend would more and less need just hilarious and loyalty. But a best friend would, you want that person that you can just turn to and talk pretty much about anything, even if it's something down in the dumps. So I feel like supportive and probably loyalty.
So supportive and trustworthy.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, and love interest. So there's kind, funny, and ambitious. What combo suits you? There's kind and funny, funny and ambitious, or kind and ambitious?
I feel like you want someone that's ambitious, that's striving for something.
Yeah.
But you also want them to have a sense of humor, but be kind. That's a tricky one. And if you guys have any ideas of what a love interest should have, hit us up on the socials. At Get Serial on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat.
It's just clear that Liam really wants a message from one of you, okay?
Yeah. We need some answers. Oh. Let's go with funny and... Oh, what were the options with funny?
Funny and ambitious, or funny and kind?
Oh, let's go funny and kind.
Okay. So, home. There's good location, affordable, and comfy. So, there's good location and affordable and comfy, or good location and comfy?
I mean, good location details here. And all you've got to do is just nail down what year this was released.
Okay.
I've got 5 songs here.
I will try.
And if you're playing along in the car or at home or wherever you are listening to us at the moment, if you've got any guesses, send it through to the socials at Get Serial on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
Liam just really wants a DNM from one of you.
We are very active on the socials. And don't look at the last tweet that would have been sent out, because we are still very active on the socials. So now, Yusuf. This first song, What's My Age Again? By Blink-182. It's a song by American rock band.
Uh-huh.
It was released in April as the lead single from their group's 3rd studio album, An Enema of the State, and appears as the 5th track. The genre of the song is punk, and it's the century it's released in is the 1900s.
Okay.
It's released the... The decade is the 90s.
Okay.
I nearly got confused with century and decade.
90s. But do you reckon it still has, like, some 2000 vibes?
Yes.
90s.
So what year do you think it's released? And we'll reveal these answers after the 5th one.
I'm not going to say... Well, I don't even really know the song, so... I'm not... Well,
someone didn't live through those edgy teen years then.
No, I wasn't a teenager in 1999, or else I wouldn't be here.
No. I mean, just, like, throughout your teenage years, you just weren't edgy. You didn't live through, like, an edgy phase.
That's just not the kind of music I listen to.
So what?
I'm feeling maybe late 90s.
Late 90s? How about a pinpoint down to it? 1990...
If it has 2000 vibes, I'm going to say
99. 1999. Okay. So, some numero dos. Released as the title Teenagers by... My Chemical Romance is the 4th and final single and the 11th track from their third studio album, The Black Parade. And it was released in July 9th in the, I believe it's the 20th decade. The 20th, yeah. 20th decade? 20th century.
Right.
The one straight after the 90s.
Okay. Wait, the 20th, so the 2000s?
Yes, that's the one I'm looking for. 20th century, 2000s.
Okay, decade. Then.
Things get confusing.
Alright. So, 2000, would you say it's early 2000s?
Maybe later.
Hmm.
The genre of the song is also alternative and indie.
Yeah, I don't listen to indie music either.
Ooh.
Indie punk, not quite.
So, what year are you thinking?
So it's
a bit late in the 2000s.
Would you say mid-2000s?
Maybe just beyond that.
Like, would you call that, like, 2006, 2007?
I'd probably say mid-2000s is 05.
Mm-hmm.
So what year are you going to lock in here? We'll give you a 5-second countdown to lock in. Five?
We'll say 2000 four, and...
Three?
Seven.
2007. So... Now on to song number three. We'll pick up the pace with locking in some answers, I reckon. So, the next song, Raise Your Glass by Pink. It was released on October 5 in the 21st century. It's a pop song. It was produced by Shellback and Mats Martin. What are we thinking?
So, Pink. Would you say 2010s?
Yes, 21st century.
Uh-huh. So, 2010s... How about 2013?
2013? Alright. So let's just lock that in. Now on to song number four. Now a much later one here. Summer of 69, Bryan Adams. Was produced by Adams and Bob Claremountain. It was released in June under A&M Records as the fourth single from Reckless. Summer of 69 is an up-tempo rock song. So it was released June 17th. But it was recorded in 1984. So that would give hints here. Mm. But who knows? So, what are we thinking?
Wait, what's the song called again?
Summer of 69, Bryan Adams.
Mm. What about 88?
88?
1988.
We'll lock that in. And lastly, song number five, Down Under. The most famous Australian song by Men at Work.
Uh-huh.
It's a song recorded by an Australian rock band, Men at Work.
Right.
It was originally released in blank.
Yeah.
As the B-side to their first local single titled The Most Well-Known Version.
Okay. Well,
that was... Some wording in between that. It's new wave and pop rock for a genre.
Yeah.
And it was released. It was released in the, I believe, the 80s.
Yeah, definitely.
Decade was the 80s. The century, 1900s. So what are we looking at locking in here?
So, I definitely feel like it's 80s.
Yes.
I don't think it's late 80s. Because, like, they didn't have, like...
So you're thinking early 80s. How early are you locking in? 1980... One, two, three, four. Five, if you want to count that as early. 1985 might be middle of the range.
How about
1980? Might give you a countdown here. 5, 4, 3, 2.
1982.
Alright, so, I can confirm you have gotten more points than Sarah.
Yeah, I'm good.
So we'll work in reverse here. We'll start with the last song. We'll work our way back to the first one.
Yep.
So Men at Work.
Uh-huh.
Land Down Under. Or Down Under, as it's just called.
Yep.
You said 1982? You're 1 year over. 1981.
Oof.
So, very close.
Oh, yeah.
Now, song number 4, Bryan Adams' Summer of 69. You said 1988. The correct answer, and you should have picked up on the little subtle hint I said, it was recorded in 1984.
Yeah.
It was released in 1985.
Yeah, but I thought, like, I think I thought about it too much. I was like, nah, maybe they just didn't think it was the right time to do it. Maybe they thought it was more like late 80s vibe, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
song number 3, you said it was released in 2013. Can confirm, Pink released Raise Your Glass 10 years ago in 2010.
Ooh, time flies.
However, with song 2, you said it was released in 07.
Uh-huh.
It was, in fact, Teenagers by My Chemical Romance was 2006.
Ooh.
But, song number 1, you said 1999 was the release of What's My Age Again by Blink-182.
Mm-hmm.
It was, in fact, released in 1999. So you've got yourself 1 point on the board out of 5.
Okay.
So you've managed to beat Sarah's record of 0.
Yeah.
But can you beat your own record next week?
We'll have to see.
We will have to see. I think in the meantime, some people might say there's a bit of a no doubt you can beat your own record. This is in fact No Doubt by Don't Speak. You are listening to Liam and Yusuf on Get Serial on Sin.
Sin, where young people run the show.
In which we do. That was No Doubt with their song Don't Speak. Ooh. And you are listening to Get Serial on Sin with Liam and Yusuf. And we have come to the point. We're nearly come to the end of the show, sadly.
Bugger.
But there's still one theme we need to get over, and that is the new challenges that are going to be set for ourselves that must be completed by next week. So now, Yusuf, what challenge do you have for me that must be completed by next week?
Choices. Oh, how did you guys figure challenges out last week?
So pretty much we didn't really set any boundaries.
Yep.
So pretty much the challenges can be anything.
Okay. So
from as small of a task to maybe as big of a task.
How about like a personal development challenge for you?
Okay.
So
maybe something to develop some self-confidence. Maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Alright.
How about, like, do you journal?
I have started a journal.
Okay, so I won't do that. do you read?
Not as often.
Hmm.
Like, I've got books sitting there, I've read some, but The others are just gathering dust.
Do you read news?
Define news.
Like politics.
I do not pay attention to politics.
I want you to read the news every day. I want you to read some politics. We live in a democratic society, and you need to be informed of what's happening in the world to be able to make democratic choices as an individual in our society.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So that means I've got to be listening to all of the... So I've got to be listening to all those... I believe... I forgot what her name was. She's from Tasmania. she called them monkeys in Parliament one time, so that means I gotta listen to them.
Yeah.
You know what?
I want you to, listen to some news. Listen, read, watch, whatever.
Time to series record 7 news.
Yeah, not 7 news.
Okay. Channel 9.
No, not Channel 9 either.
KCA.
Not quite commercial. So we're going.
We're
going either. If get serial. No. Unfortunately, no. So we're going.
Oh, no, we're doing Sin. 3AW, aren't you?
Sin, they have. I feel like they do have some news things throughout
news
the day.
Somewhere.
But then there's also, yes, ABC. I want you to read, listen, watch ABC. ABC, SBS. SBS is a good one. You got to get into SBS. SBS is a good way to really see the other side of Australia. SBS, ABC, what else?
3AW too?
No, that's a bit, no.
All right. I think we'll just do it with ABC and SBS.
ABC, SBS. Grab The Age. Buy a couple copies of The Age.
Okay, well, we only got the Herald Sun at work, so I'll just read the Herald Sun.
Nah, we're going for The Age instead.
But work only supplies the Herald Sun.
Because everyone reads the Herald Sun, so you want to be a bit different.
I don't.
Not you do. You're a right brain person. You're supposed to be creative. So
that's within reason.
Nah. So you're gonna prove yourself. So you're gonna a bit of ABC, SBS, The Age. What else?
I think we'll just go with the ABC and SBS.
ABC.
Hey, if there's anything else, I'll think of it.
Yeah.
We've got a little group chat.
ABC, SBS.
But I think now for your challenge.
Okay.
I will accept that challenge. As much as it's going to hurt me, I will accept it. Because I don't want to face the punishment of what my brain will come up with towards the end of our time on season one. But, now, earlier you said you were not a football person. Your challenge is, you've got to watch every televised match of the AFLW throughout this weekend.
Yeah, that's not realistic, cuz I got stuff going on for this weekend.
Or you've got to catch at least one full game. If you can't catch all televised matches, which I think it's just 3, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if you don't catch them all, you've got to watch at least one full match of AFLW. And then you've got to report back with things like the final score, injuries, and something big that happened on the field.
Right.
If it was like a miraculous goal, a specky... anything like that. So, you know what? That's your challenge. You gotta watch one full game, and you gotta report about those 3 things. The score of both teams, the injuries from both teams, and one thing that happened on field that was miraculous. Miraculous goal, amazing specky, a moment of courage by one player, so anything like that.
Right.
Do you accept?
So, What season do you think you recommended me watching?
Well, this is AFLW, which is currently on.
Okay.
So, any AFLW game that is televised free-to-air TV this week. This weekend.
Okay.
You might need to check your local guide for that one.
I'll try and do that. If not, then I'll try and look at maybe a past season. Maybe that might work. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, we might count that. Might get the audience participation on if we allowed that or not. But now, we've got to brainstorm one final challenge for our EP, Sarah.
Ooh.
I'm thinking something along the lines of hosting maybe a barbecue down by the Yarra. And giving away free snacks in bread. I'm thinking we go something along the lines of that. What are you thinking?
Look, I have no clue. Because we gotta be realistic. We have no clue about anyone's schedule.
Well, I feel like if she can't do that,
then what would be the backup? So we're thinking about two now. So
all right,
that
so
is that.
Well, have this is the main. But all right. What backup one do you have for a challenge? Something realistic along your terms. Can be anything. Anything at all. Because remember, you don't want to be facing the punishment.
Oh, well, I remember a couple of weeks ago, she was talking to me about doing more self-promo.
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah,
listening on.
So she should do more self-promo.
There you go.
On her socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yes. Yeah. That can be the main task.
Yeah, actually.
That is your challenge.
Personal development.
This week, Sarah. It is self-promote yourself.
Yes.
For the whole week. You kind of gotta sell yourself a bit. Self-promote. And then
just think of yourself like
and a
Kim
bit of
Kardashian.
A backup plan is start a barbecue at the Yarra and give away free sausages and bread. Give away some free snacks.
Yeah.
To anybody walking past wanting a snack. But you know what? I think with those challenges, so just a refresher, you've got to watch one full game of AFLW football and report back with those three tasks. Scores, injuries, something that happened on field. I've got to watch politic news or just news in general. And Sarah's got to self-promote herself.
Okay.
I don't. This has been one heck of a show. It's the first time we've hosted together.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the first of many. I think there's only one way we can really sign this off. We've had such a great show. We had a great interview today with Anitha Joy. Make sure you check out her song, Just Like You, and blast it wherever you are, at home, in your car, at a mate's. At work, just blast it wherever. Because it's a beat.
Yeah.
It's a beetroot. Turn it up. The puns are just flying. I think that's a good sign that we get into our final song of My Happy Ending. Because it is a happy ending for today.
Yeah.
This is My Happy Ending by Avril Lavigne.
Okay.
This is signing off, Liam and Yusuf on Get Serial on Sin.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.